This week on the Trend Out Loud podcast.
I'm not starting a conspiracy or anything. I'm just saying it's a little bit weird that these fires are happening in the province that I'm living in, but I don't have yellow air. I'm not walking around in Quebec with a mask on. It's nothing like that. America, yo, we're sorry, man. Yo, I don't even understand these wildfires and forest fires and what's going on, but yo, sorry, man. All right. Yo, I had to talk about these wildfires because it's on every news station. It's all over social media. People are making jokes, posting these yellow filters and orange filters and what New York City looks like. And it's just maddening out there. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm literally at a loss for words, and I'm never at a loss for words. Like, I don't understand what's going on. The thing that is confusing me is that I am right now in Montreal, which is in Quebec, for people in America who's watching this. And if you look outside my window, there's no smog, there's no smoke. I think a couple of days ago, it was on a Monday, I went outside and it smelled a little smoky and it was maybe a little hazy. But for the past couple of days, it's rainy, but it's like pretty clear and I don't smell anything. I don't understand if these forest fires are happening in Quebec and Ontario, why I'm in Quebec and I don't feel anything, but 6 hours away, close to, you know, 500 kilometers away, you guys have smoke in Manhattan and you can't see and you guys are wearing masks. Like, I'm confused. So when I don't understand what's going on, I go to Google, I try to find out what's going on. I go to my computer, figure out what's going on. Here's what I know. So there is close to 128 million people under air quality alerts because of wildfire and smoke as of Wednesday night. From smoke alone, around 100 million were under alert across 16 states. Again, I don't understand if the wildfires are in Ontario and Quebec. We don't have these warnings and we're not walking around wearing masks. Like, I am so confused. There are more than 400 wildfires burning in Canada right now. In Quebec, where I'm at, there are more than 150 forest fires burning as of yesterday, with more than 110 considered out of control. How do forest fires become out of control? Like, I am so confused by this. The Federal Aviation Administration took steps to limit air traffic around New York City, temporarily grounding flights in LaGuardia Airport. Like, presently, right now, there's an airport shut down in New York City, 6 or 7 hours away from me. And these forest fires are happening in my province, but 7 hours away from me. There's smoke. Like, I am very confused. The U.S. has deployed more than 600 firefighters and support personnel, as well as other resources to assist the fires that are happening around Canada. This is, I don't understand, man. Okay, here's something that I found that's happening in Canada, because most of the news that we're hearing is what's happening in the U.S., but I finally found something in Canada. More than 20,000 people in Canada remain displaced from their homes as of Wednesday, as hundreds of wildfires burn across the country. 414 wildfires burn, and 239 of them are out of control. This is craziness, man. Wow. 9.3 million acres of land is burning right now in Canada. This is crazy, man, across Ontario and New York. Across Ontario and Quebec. All right, here's something that's happening in Nova Scotia. What we're seeing now, especially in Nova Scotia, is there's fire on the outskirts of the major metropolitan areas and people have been evacuated. There's a few reasons as to why fires start in the first place. They're usually ignited as a result of lightning strikes, combination of dry conditions, or they're started by humans or human-related activity like AV driving along grass or the spark of an engine. Here, one expert said, typically, if a fire starts going into the spring, it's just the surface that burns because the ground is wet, even as the vegetation is drying. Because the ground was so dry from the winter and the spring, fires in the province got into the ground, and that led to more organic matter in the ground burning. Those are much more difficult to put out because you have to dig up the dirt to get to the fire. Moore explains. Moore is the name of the expert. That's typically what you would find in the summer fire season when things tend to be drier. I don't know if I really got the answer that I was looking for. It seems to me that I think last week or 2 weeks ago, or for the past like 14 days, we had a little bit of a heat wave. So maybe that dried out, you know, the forest and the ground even more. I know forest fires and wildfires are something that's common. But I think maybe because of the dry heat that happened before and the winter, the ground is drier, and that's what's causing the fire to be more widespread. And I also read an article before I even started the podcast saying that winds is what is carrying the smoke. So I guess that it's happening in Quebec, Ontario, Nova Scotia, Eastern Canada, and the fires are maybe close to the border, and the wind that's blowing is not blowing north, it's blowing south, and that's why New York, I think even Philadelphia, Boston, and those kind of, those states in the East Coast, or those cities in the East Coast are being affected. But, I still think it's weird. I'm not starting a conspiracy or anything. I'm just saying it's a little bit weird that these fires are happening in the province that I'm living in, but I don't have yellow air. I'm not walking around in Quebec with a mask on. It's nothing like that. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Turn Out Loud. Peace!